I had to literally block an individual and block another person because this guy thought that it would be okay for him to give out my number without my consent. And he is sort of like a cheerleader. And I get it. Cheerleaders, you need them in your corner when you are trying to make moves in life and, you know, put a little cross or a little mark on this piece of earth that we have. And so I guess he thought he was doing himself or doing me a favor and making himself look good. But, you know, I think about him. You know, he's a really good guy, but at the same time, I know he's a good guy with a whole lot of issues. And when I say a whole lot, I mean that because his thinking, it hasn't changed and it's still the same. And I know that he was trying to make changes, you know, health-wise, but he just chose not to. And so the issue for me is that every time he would hear about my endeavors, you know, he'd be excited and be like, wow, you are so smart, you're fun, you're awesome, this, that, and the third, you know. And I thought, you know, he's a pretty, you know, he's the nice guy, because I think I used to tease him about that. Like, you're the nice guy, and you're going to get used, and women are going to, they're going to fuck you over. But, and he has been. He's the type of guy that you would find crying somewhere, maybe. But anyway, you know, nice guy. You know, he means well, but at the same time, again, I felt like bombarded. I had just gotten off of work, and then he comes to me with this, you know, woman. She calls me, and she's giggling. And I said, to what do I owe this call, and to whom did you get my number from? And she says, oh, paratransit. And I'm not sure if she's a coworker. I'm not sure if she riding in the CCT van or the truck or what. Bitch, if something's wrong with you, then shit, what connection can I have with you? How am I going to help you out? I ain't going to help nobody. I'm not a personal trainer. You know, I am a life coach. But listen, first of all, I'm thinking, why would he connect me with somebody that's not even connected? I'm trying to get connected. I'm trying to get on my game and stay on my game and stay focused. I don't share all of my dreams, plans, and aspirations with everybody because everybody doesn't need to know what I'm doing. They just need to know this, you know, that I am working on something. That's all they need to know. They don't need to know much more of anything else. And the issue for me was that when you're dealing with someone who claims to have your best interest at heart, sometimes you have to be careful with that because people don't know how to handle situations. They don't know how to, you know, if they think that they're going to connect you, then connect me with somebody that's already connected so that I can get connected. That's how that works. And so he's connected to me only because I've known him since when I used to live in King of Prussia, and he used to drive the transit buses around in King of Prussia back and forth all over King of Prussia, which, you know, it's just a service that they have for the people who live in the suburbs. But my issue with him is that he's got a health issue. He's got a health issue that he needs to worry about and be concerned about. And I have always talked to him about, hey, you need to get that together. You got to work on that. You just got to change your mind. Because really, all it boils down to, when you see someone big and heavy, they need to change their minds. And if you're not changing your mind, then you're not going to change your outer or your inner. Your inner ain't changed, your outer won't change. So for me, for him to give out my number without my consent to a woman who called me giggling, number one. Number two, she didn't have anything much to say about anything because she just basically said, I hear that you're a motivational speaker and you're an author and, you know, and I'm trying to work on those things and this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, okay, well, whatever. Who cares? Not really concerned or interested. And if she would have said she was X, Y, and Z and dropped a name bomb that I might know, then I might not have had an attitude when I got off of work. But again, I blocked her and blocked him. The thing is people are walking around on this earth thinking that if they conquer one little animal issue, they think that that situation is enough for them to go around and become this big icon who can help you out. You conquered your one little fucking issue. You got 50 other issues you need to work on. So that one fucking issue that you conquered, it makes you what? A giant now. A great icon. No, you're still a human being with another, with 50 issues that you need to work on. So with that being said, I literally had to block him and block her. And besides that, I got tired of, like, you know, sometimes he would send these little text messages, you know, and they would have all these GIFs, G-I-Fs, GIFs, pictures, emojis, stuff like that. Just say, hey, how you doing? How's it going? And let's keep it pushing. You know, people need to work on their etiquette and how they communicate with other people and things like that. And I just think that when people still are sending you pictures and GIFs and that's all they ever send you once a month or twice a month, they're still kids. Like, we're still immature. You know, we haven't gotten to a place where if we're going to communicate correctly. Don't just send out a message like that and think that that's just going to be enough, you know, and that me being who I am and evolving and growing and maturing and learning and growing wiser every day, I don't need to be around anybody that ain't got their thing together. I need you to have your thing together before you try to name drop or drop a bomb or connect me with anybody, for real. You know, people always, I'm working on it. I'm working on it. You know, I got a job. Excuse after excuse after excuse. I was doing massage therapy and I wrote my second book in 30 days. 30 days. So when somebody says, yeah, I'm still working on X, Y, and Z, I'm like, yeah, but I don't need to be around that type of people either. Because if you ain't working on it and you ain't accomplished or there's no progress, then why do I need to be around that energy? I'm not going to help you. I'm trying to help myself. And I ain't worrying about you right now. In this business, when you are trying to seek success in the realm of what you're trying to do, you ain't trying to have people around you who don't know how to move forward on their own. So as long as I'm around people who can't get themselves together, I'll never get my shit together. Not saying that I'll never get it together, but it will slow the progress. Because the process is, sometimes you got to kill that energy. And sometimes you got to get by yourself to see yourself and then walk yourself through each step. And you don't need any negative added other burdens and people with negative spirits and all this attached to you. I'm trying to delete some of the people in my circle now. They still working on things. I don't plan on punching a clock for the rest of my life. That's what some people want to do. They want to punch a clock. Punching a clock is, you know, it's imminent right now because we need to survive. And this is what we're doing to sustain ourselves. But to turn around and to literally have a situation where you want nothing more than a paycheck and a pension. I don't want that. I'm trying to build an empire. I want businesses. I'm an entrepreneur by spirit, by heart. My talents speak that. My gifts speak that. So here I am around people who are trying to get it together and they think the greatest of me. And I appreciate that, but I am not where I want to be. I am not an icon yet. I am not successful like I want to be. So therefore, me being around somebody that's still working on themselves and still trying to get it together, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a very critical person. I am. And I don't care that people don't like that. So what? Those people probably can kiss my ass too, because I'm not really cool with those kind of people who think that staying in one lane and staying in that same mindset is cool. If that's for them, then that's for them. But that's not for me. And I'm not gonna be around that. I'll distance myself from that. If you can wake up and go out and go buy food 9-10 o'clock at night to eat, I don't know. Me and you not on the same page, because I think you ain't supposed to eat past a certain time. And then here's the other thing. If you can do all of that and then on the weekends you still running errands, I'm changing the game. I rather run my errands on Wednesday and Thursday so that the weekends are mine. Because if I'm punching the clock and y'all giving me 2 days, those 2 days are my motherfucking days. They are not nobody else's days. They my days. They are not my days to run around and be exhausted trying to take care of this, that, and the third and not enjoying my life and breathing. Okay? Because come Monday, I don't want to look like, oh, here's Monday, because Monday came too fast because I was running errands, taking care of this and that on a weekend, when a weekend is supposed to be for relaxing. We need to get this thing together. And if we read the Bible and we knew our history, we know that we ain't really supposed to do anything past 5 on Fridays anyway. But let me not go there, because that's a whole nother history lesson for people who claim they know the word and the truth. Lies and fairy tales, child. Lies and fairy tales. So I'm in a barbershop, and it sounds kind of loud because there are men in here getting their haircuts, but I have not gotten mine yet because I'm waiting for my barber to return, and he told me to meet him at 4:45, and it is 4:58, and he said he was 5 minutes away, but 5 minutes looks like it's been about 10 or 12. And there were times when I was late, so I give it to him this time. But my whole situation is this. I will not be put in a box with people. I will not be categorized with people. Just because I don't have all the luxuries right now does not mean that I will never have them. And if anybody knows who I am and knows all that is within me, they know that, hey, either you're going to be in my corner or you're going to talk shit about me or you're going to look down on me. And the moment I feel like you're looking down on me, I know for certain God is going to turn this situation around even faster just because of my enemy and enemies. And I knew that this was a ploy from Satan. Satan was just going to use his puppets to try to take me off my square today when I got off of work. Because here I am trying to get off of work and take care of my business like I'm supposed to, because the weekend is mine. And here comes a phone call from some lady slow talking me, slow walking me, not telling me exactly what she wants. She giggling. I don't do giggles. That's not what we do. And so the conversation just did not go in the direction that I was hoping it would, because I was looking for somebody that was going to give me straight up and down, hey, this is so-and-so. I'm calling you because so-and-so told me X, Y, and Z. This is what you do. And I think that I could help you or you can help me. No, it did not go that way. She's giggling. Yeah, I hear that you are an author and you're a motivational girl, bye. So I done blocked her. She's talking about call her at 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight when I told her I was going to call her back. Girl, nope, I ain't calling you at no 9:30, 10 o'clock, because I'm thinking about me and my 51-year-old ass and how I want to sleep and not be up talking to anybody over the phone. I am an old head. Yes, I am. And I'm trying to keep my beauty rest and still grow old gracefully and not look tired and worn out and worn down and being up late at night. That's for them other people who ain't got it together, ain't thinking straight, and ain't got that wisdom that I got. But anyway, I was irked today. That really bothered the fuck out of me. So honestly, I am what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm doing because I just don't feel like I have the wherewithal to deal with people who are still working on themselves. You still doing you, then do you. Keep working on you. We'll get it together. Because somebody's going to outgrow somebody, especially when people are evolving, such as myself. I am evolving. I am learning. I am knowing what is good for me, what is good for my spirit, what is good for my soul. Everybody ain't meant to be in my circle. They still doing stupid shit, making excuses for every little damn thing. I don't have that kind of time. You still trying to work on losing weight? You still trying to build your business? Yeah, I am too. And if you end up being more successful than I am going to stomp my feet, clap my hands, and be happy for you. But in the meantime, me and you can't coexist. I'm signing off.